Amen. You may be seated this morning. Our scripture today comes from John's Gospel, the second chapter, beginning in verse 13 through verse 22, as Jesus cleanses the temple. It says, "The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, 'Take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace.' His disciples remembered that it was written, 'Zeal for your house will consume me.' The Jews then said to him, 'What sign can you show us for doing this?' And Jesus answered them, 'Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up.' The Jews then said, 'This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?' But he was speaking of the temple of his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken." This is the word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O great and mighty God, we do thank you this day for who you are in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your great servant, John. And we thank you, Lord, for the many words, the many thoughts, the many deeds, the many things that he was about in following you and serving you and giving back. So, Lord, this day, as we've read your word, through his eyes, as we have seen the things around us, as we know, Lord, that you have come to the temple for worship and you saw the people's hearts not in the right place. You saw them making a mockery of the place which you had given them. Lord, we need to remind ourselves each and every day as we come into this place to give of ourselves, to come to learn, to come to share, to come to be, come to receive, that we come into this place ready to enter your sanctuary, ready to enter the holy place, ready to be a part of that which you have given us. From every song that is sung, from every prayer that is said, from every word that is read from your word, everything, speaking to our neighbor, saying hello to someone, everything we do, listening, being a part, participating, is preparing our hearts and our minds to truly receive that which you have prepared for us this day. We ask, Lord, now that you just continue to bless our time, to continue to open our hearts, to continue, Lord, to let your words, your thoughts, your deeds be a part of who you've called us to be this day. Allow us, Lord, to receive that in these moments ahead. And not only these moments, but to take those moments this week and to relive them and to share them and to draw strength from them. Allow us now, Lord, in this moment, to allow my words to be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, I do pray. Amen.